HarperCollins presents Where Eagles Dare by Alistair MacLean. Read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The vibrating clangour from the four great piston engines set teeth on edge and made an intolerable assault on cringing eardrums. The decibel level, Smith calculated, must have been about that found in a boiler factory, and one, moreover, that was working on overtime rates, while the shaking cold in that cramped, instrument-crowded flight deck was positively Siberian. On balance, he reflected, he would have gone for the Siberian boiler factory any time, because, whatever its drawbacks, it wasn't liable to fall out of the sky or crash into a mountainside, which, in his present circumstances, seemed a likely enough, if not imminent, contingency. For all that the pilot of their Lancaster bomber appeared to care to the contrary. Smith looked away from the darkly opaque world beyond the windscreens, where the wipers fought a useless battle with the driving snow, and looked again at the man in the left-hand captain's seat. Wing Commander Cecil Carpenter was as completely at home in his environment as the most contented oyster in his shell in Whitstable Bay. Any comparison with the Siberian boiler factory he would have regarded as the ravings of an unhinged mind.